Let's learn a little bit here, and then maybe we'll take a few minutes out to talk about Purim. It was also Purim. Kuf Pei Gimel. We've arrived at the conclusion that Rashi has a lot to teach us about the Torah, especially in this generation, especially in the matzef we're in. We need to ma'ayin a little bit in Rashi's pshat, in Tomim Tiyu, in Hashem Elokecha, Zeh Ma'od Ma'od, Nogaya to the tzaddik be'monos ha'yichi that this generation requires. Rashi be'pirush ro'emanik lano eitzes chayim. Rashi is giving us a piece of advice which will stand you in good stead as you go through life. Einchem tzrichim ledat, lo mutal aleichem lishol sheilot. You don't need to know, and you don't need to ask questions, because Jews ask questions, but we'll see what he means. Aleichem la'amin betmimus b'Hashem Yisbarach v'su loy. The starting place is you have to have imuna in Hashem, betmimus, and nothing more. No buts, no what ifs, what ani ma'amin b'emuna shleim. Aleinu lichyot mitaychanoch shekatanim onu. We need to live with an understanding that we are too small to understand in depth all the facets and the reasons of how Hashem behaves towards us. Can't understand it. L'maisa kvar b'posuk harishon melemed satan ha'toyre sheketanim on mechdei lahavin cheshboin ha'shamayim ha'toyre poseches breishis boro eloikim eis ha'shamayim ve'es ha'aretz. Right in the first possible, this message gets given across to us. Then afterwards, the Torah starts describing the creation of the world. Again, it says, and then it goes on and explains, Aretz. Where does it explain Shemayim? It should have explained Brias of Shemayim and then Brias of Aretz. Shemayim is also a Bria, but doesn't. Why not? L'namdecha ki cheshboine Shemayim einu inyone shel bosa v'do. Because what's going on in Shemayim, nothing to do with me and you. Cheshboine Shemayim are beyond us. V'kach amna mama rana chofetz chaim zatzal. V'achas midrash shaysof. In one of his droshes, he said like this: Kol ma'ase dibu machshava shel odem nirshamim lamala. Every deed, word, and thought of a person is recorded above. Va'ifen ze nivno cheshbon medukdak la'anhoga klape odem. And there is worked out a very exacting cheshbon in the way a person is going to be dealt with. If a person would be given access to that ledger, and not just for a second, but time to look and understand it, he would understand exactly what his place was and what his level was and understand everything perfectly. Very often we think, yeah, I was yaitzi my obligation. Sheharei hu mitpalel, mafrish maisres, noeg beyoshe, mechanech el yodov, the toir of Yerushamayim, learns toir, vod. What more do you want from me? I'm a good from Shemet toir mitzvahs yet. Where could I be going wrong? Avada, he does an avaria and avaria, yeah, but he does tshuva. No one's perfect. Ain't tzarech ba'aretz. Sheyose toiv velo yechto. That's wired into the system that are going to make mistakes. That's why this tshuva. I'm doing good. Ulam loya adam lua ya adam reishim but pikosoi is kol meisav is kol machdolov. If a person would look in his little book that they keep upstairs there and see some of the lackings, if he makpid al nil cheshbonosav isakov. the same way he keeps his business, you know, his budget, and he's got his business, and how he runs his life, and his investments, and his portfolio is more and more meduktak. He would understand how much chesed Hashem is doing for him. Hashem noisen lo chayim, bril, panosa, the marotchit in koso ha'ishi, ha'inyonim yagayim. It doesn't look so perfect up there. And yet Hashem continues to shower down unbelievable blessings onto the person. Look what kach megiyah lo. Kesha adam chay lelo chesh bo nefesh, hu shokeya, I'm changing a word in the sentence. I'm doing that a lot these days. I don't understand what cheshbon ha-nefesh is. I need lo yodaya. No one's ever been able to explain that to me. I don't need cheshbon ha-nefesh. I need cheshbon ha-maisim. I need to do cheshbon on how I'm behaving, how I'm conducting myself. Cheshbon ha-nefesh, I need lo yodaya ma'asim. You tell me, no, you have to look at your anger, and you have to look at this, and your midas, that's cheshbon ha-maisim. I don't know where my nefesh is to go do a cheshbon. I apologize. Anyway, that's just my own problem. Everybody calls it cheshbon nefesh. You want to keep calling it cheshbon nefesh? Bavakasha. I'm just sharing with you one of the little quirks I have in my life. Cheshbon ha-maisa. My problems are my maisim, my dibur and my machshavas. If that's called nefesh, pesada. Okay, well, then call it what it is. Cheshbon ha-maisa. Anyway, without that, if you don't have that cheshbon, nefesh, maisa, call it what you want. The person is drowning in spiritual mistakes without even knowing it. It's like a businessman. He's got a business that's mamash plummeting into bankruptcy. He doesn't know how to get over his problems. But you know why? He doesn't have an orderly accounting system. Now we need to understand. If a person doesn't understand his own cheshbonos, how is he going to understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu conduct himself with everybody else? And you're going to understand why Hashem does this and why him, and how come he was at the bus stop, and how come he was there, and why was he not there, and how did he miss the bus, and how did he hit the bus, and they'll tell the stories, and you know, all the wonderful stories read about the Twin Towers, how many people were supposed to be there and weren't there. It's a known fact. Mm-hmm. There was a scientist that did many studies on the trains in England. For 25 years, he followed the trains in England. And after 25 years, he did the numbers. Trains that had accidents always had 20 to 25% less people on them than trains that didn't. 25 years of work to come to that conclusion. He could have asked a 6-year-old kid, he would have told him, he could have saved himself 25. He did a study on the trains in England. Trains that had accidents generally had 20 to 25% less people on them than trains that didn't have accidents. It was his life's work, 25 years. He could have asked me, I would have told him. It's been 25 years finding that out, for sure.
I'll never get in the pack train.
Not the opposite.
No. Don't go on empty trains.
There.
No, just go. Do you live your life? Anyway, yeah, we know that Akash Bochum, but there were all these stories about people who were supposed to be in the Twin Towers. But yeah, you know, there were a lot of people that weren't supposed to be in the Twin Towers that also were there. Why? Yeah, but why did Hashem save him? Why did he put him there? Why did that? Why was he on the plane? Why did he miss the plane? Why did he miss the plane? Yeah, don't make cheshbonos. We understand Gornish. Adam Al Naru. A person up to 20 can be a bit more in this generation. He's a baby, essentially. Yeah, he's a teenager. Miguel Shishin Unechshav Lezokin. From 16 is already called a Zokin. Bameshach Arim Shana Bilvad, who midboinen Benaso Ilan. Those numbers are a bit different. But anyway, 40 years, he thinks about the world. Vim can Kate Yuchalavin as an August Hashem, Shunitzchi Vachai Load. Hashem is infinite. Hashem is here when the world was created, and he's going to be here when the world stops being created. And you're going to walk in to a tiny little microscopic window of reality, and you're going to understand everything. What are you going to understand? Chofetz Chaim brings a nifladik moshel for this. Maisa ba'odom shenikle la'ariyat echad. It was a yid that was a famous moshel. It was a yid. He happened to be, whatever, his plane got delayed, and he happened to be stuck in a certain city for Shabbos. So he goes to the Beis Midrash to daven. The main shul of the Vinei Beshas Chalukas Aliyah. Who itpalel irot et gabay machalek oisen voifin shenirat kibil timusuda kibil timutzda. He's keeping an eye on the gabay, seeing how he's handing out the aliyahs, and it doesn't make any sense. He's doing things that are mamish. Lo besedah. L'aliyah rishayin en nikra avrech tzir. He gives the first aliyah to a young avrech. Harav ola rak be'aliyah shlishi. The rov and you get shlishi. Yesh anoshim shelo zochu klal v'aliyah l'morot sh'al pi marem ha'minim chudom v'chushul chal. The choshu v'gaz, you know, sitting up there with the top hats and whatever, don't get aliyahs, even though they seem to be the most important people. There's guys sitting at the back there that don't look that impressive, and they're getting all the aliyahs. As Adava Iris Pliosin, he was very, very astounded. He goes to me and says, listen, you know, I'm a visitor out of town. I just want to know, like, I'm ein lechem seide hegyoni yoise b'chulukas aliyahs. Don't you have a better system of allocating aliyahs here? What you did seems a bit muzar. Hey, Shulah Gaba, a tower reach. You're a visitor here, yeah? Zua Shabbos Harishayna Shechaba Beit Midrashayna. It's your first Shabbos, yeah, and probably your last. Ulechein ein chayodeya she'avrech tzeitzanich ulevarech agoymo. The young guy that got koyen, he needs to say agoymo. Leploni es a simcha bebeisoy la'ache yesh siba acheres la'liya lo'um azoyz. This one had a simcha, this one had another reason. Chashuva akal oilis l'toyre gam haim li'iti mezumonos. The chashuva people who you have time is wanting to give them an aliyah, they also get aliyahs. Look, all prakesh cheshbon, it's all worked out. Yesh bebeit midrash pinkas mesuda. In the base midrash, the gabbai has a book. Shabu mi'tsui mi'ayda aliyah l'toyre shal kolam ipalo. I can tell you exactly who got an aliyah when and who's going to get the next aliyah and whatever. You know, sometimes there's a bar mitzvah, sometimes there's a wedding, sometimes there's a yahrzeit. There's a whole bunch of chesbonos here. And I know exactly who to call whenever. So you pop in here for one Shabbos and you think you understand what's going on. Ata lo mivin klum. Hanim shel boro. That's the Chofetz Chaim's marshal, so the nimshel is clear. Adam Amigo Lamazel is man katzah who bechinus orech bilvad. We come down here and we visit. You don't get a permanent residency or citizenship badge because you're a passing stranger. The perik man katzah is the enef shiruto lahavin chesbonos shemayim. In the short time we're here, we can't understand all the chesbonos of shemayim. Mao asibu sheploini oniv amoni oshi. Why is he poor and I'm rich? Why am I poor and he's rich? Why are some people sick, God forbid? Why some people are well? Why do some people have an easier time with chinuch, a harder with shkiduchim? Yeah, there are a million questions. Everything that's happening in the world, from the smallest lice to the greatest events, are all mechushban meduyak. Everything's exact. There's a cheshbon of sometimes the sins of the fathers get paid by the children. The people that have got schiot, so they get saved, whatever. Many cheshbon is a gilgul neshama. There's a whole bunch of things going on here. That's the secret of Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is a series of unrelated, unconnected events that seem to have nothing to do with anything except the normal court intrigues, you know, of jealousies and hatreds and you know, climbing on people's backs to get to higher positions. And it seems to be just a very very straightforward day-to-day existence. And yet when you open your eyes, or Kodesh Baruch Hu opens our eyes, Chazal open our eyes to what's going on in the Megillah, it's one big revelation of the process that every event, every little crumb of that event is connected and perfect and exactly the way everything's supposed to be. Everything. Meduya. And it looks completely off the charts. When Klal Yisrael were telling Mordechai, and they from where they stood, they were 100% right. You're endangering our lives. You did it once in the Sud, and you're doing it now by antagonizing Haman. And they were right, 100% right, and he looked 100% wrong. What happened in the end? They were wrong, and he was right. But the evidence was clear he was wrong. If we were there, if I was there, I would have been the first guy to stone Mordechai. They go to the feast, he tells them not to. We not go to. We not go. Vashti never came. Look what happened to her. We not going to go. 9 years after they went to the feast, everything was calm and peaceful and quiet. We told you, Mordechai, nothing going to happen. Yeah. 9 years later, what happens? Haman starts his nonsense, and Mordechai not bowing down to Haman. So just think about this. It's nifla. This would happen today, what they would do. He's not bowing down to Mordechai. To Haman, they come to him and tell him, you're endangering our lives. First of all, it's against halacha. You're not allowed to provoke the Rishoyim when they're up. You're not allowed to do that. And even so, even it's not Torah, apisechel, it's not, doesn't make any sense. You don't want to bow to him. There's plenty of ways of avoiding him. Stay at home. Oh, you know he's coming. Duck around the back street. Well, you know his mamas, you're going, sticking your nose under it, and your mamas antagonizing him. It's going to cause problems. And what happened? They were right. They were right. Decree goes out to wipe out the Jewish people. They come to me, told you, Mordechai, what are you doing? And he says, no, you don't understand. Because you went to the feast. You went to the feast. What would you say to Mordechai today? You get stoned on the spot. Talk nonsense. We told you we have to go to the feast. Went to the feast, 9 years, nothing happened. We told you, don't antagonize Haman. You antagonize Haman. Now Haman wants to kill us and you blame us for going to the feast. Are you mad? What did they say? You're 100% right. That was the miracle. It was the miracle of for me. That's the biggest miracle. Because I'm scared to think if I was given that mission, what I would say. The evidence is clear. Look, it's partial. Your chushim are telling you he's wrong. And Imunus Chachomim tells you you're wrong. That's somehow bad, you know, Baruch. Tomim Tiyim Hashem Elokech. I don't know. That you'll spend pulling, you'll go through the Megillah, you'll see what.
But they went, so if they believe in Mordechai, why are they going? So they're not.
Yeah.
And yet 9 years later, they.
100%. What changed? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Love it.
Always easy to see after the fact.
That didn't help. It wasn't after the fact.
After they went to the thing, they realized they were wrong.
How did they realize they were wrong? 9 years after going to the Suda, nothing happened. And nothing would have happened if Mordechai hadn't antagonized Haman. It had nothing to do with me going to the feast. My keshu, me going to the feast. I went to the feast, 9 years, nothing happened. Suddenly Mordechai starts antagonizing Haman, and I tell him to stop. And he doesn't listen, and Haman says, I'm going to kill you all now. Why would I think it's going to do with the feast? That's because Mordechai is antagonizing Haman. Was it kosher to me? Why would I blame myself? Me? Why is it kosher a lie? I'm being serious. Why would I think it's going to do with me? These rabbis are making funny stories again. Check out your own life, where the Munas Chachamim starts and finishes today. No, that's one of the big stories of Purim. Munas Chachamim, in the face of all your chushim telling you they're wrong. So the same when you're dealing with a Kodesh Baruch Hu now. Plotting and planning and what's going to be in the future will never give you tranquility. Even if Eliyahu Novi will come and tell you, I know you're in a terrible mess of now, but it's going to get better, and in the end, it's going to work out. In the end, you'll be a rich man. You won't be poor anymore. When a person is in the middle of his tzar, in 5 years' time, it's going to change. It's very hard for a person to grasp other situations other than the one that he's drowning in now. Doima Adova the Tinuk Shanoila, Berega Leila Pirates at Tinuk Hose Yesha Bebechi. Child, when they're born, as soon as the baby's born, he starts screaming. Kedachem Shel Tinaichus, I nailed him in the way of babies that got born. The Damien Rega Kat, Kimaduba, the Tinuk Shaosid, the Godel, the Yos, Barabbas, the Shonim, Reb Yisrael, Maya Hakoin Miradi. Let's say the baby we're dealing with now is going to grow up and become the Chofetz Chaim. Imagine calming down and saying, just calm down, Somer. You're going to be the Godel Ador. You're going to be the Baal Mishneh Brura. You know what you're going to be doing in the world? You're going to save the whole of the Jewish people. There's not going to be a person in the world that doesn't have your Sforim on his shelf. Yeah, that's going to help. That's going to help him. He's going to calm down. The baby's going to stop crying. He doesn't know what you're talking about. He can't understand what you're talking about. It's not shaykh to him. We have to stop. Everyone's going to have a picture of you on the wall. On the telephone. On the buses, in the taxis, your prince is going to be all over the world. Right. You can't. Why? Because he's a baby. So you'll come and tell, Rashi's telling you. So you'll come and you'll think about how you're going to think about the future and what's going to be, and it's going to get better, and it's going to be this. Yeah, but in the meantime, my finger's jammed in the door, and it's more painful. You'll tell me, yeah, one day the door will open, it won't be sore anymore. Right now I'm screaming because I'm in pain. Lo ozeh l'chako ala sidus. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael.